You are Locked On Panthers, your daily Carolina Panthers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, guys, and welcome to a sort of semi-emergency edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Obviously, it's Wednesday recording this, and you guys already have the crossover edition with Aaron Freeman of Locked On Falcons. Hopefully, you guys have had a chance to check that out, but I think some of the news that came out today kind of warrants a little bit of a quick second episode today. So getting this up for you guys. Today's episode, of course, sponsored by Action Heat. Been with us a few weeks. Of course, Action Heat is the world's best battery heated clothing with heat on demand at the touch of a button. Action Heat, of course, has all kinds of clothing like heated jackets, socks, gloves, hats, base layers, you name it. They have it for both men's and women's. So it's perfect for anybody on your holiday shopping list, anybody that you know likes to work outdoors or likes to hunt or whatever the case may be. These are a perfect gift for them. And it's a chance to save a little bit of money through our offer here at the Locked On Podcast Network. All you have to do is go to actionheat.com/lockedon or just use the coupon code locked on at the checkout and you can save 20% off your purchase. So again, it's locked on or actionheat.com/lockedon or use the promo code locked on at the checkout to save 20% off your order. And again, they're perfect for anybody on your holiday shopping list. All kinds of stuff, gloves, hats, you name it. So go check them out. And we thank them for continuing to sponsor the Locked On Podcast Network. But getting to the big story right now out of the Panthers, and it's something we kind of alluded to yesterday in talking about Cam Newton, and the Panthers seem like they have made a decision on him. According to a report from Jordan Rodrigue, source tells her that Cam Newton has been shut down for the season. He will sit out the last two games. Taylor Heinicke will get the start on Sunday against the Falcons. And at this point, I think the Panthers pretty much realize where they stand as far as the playoffs go. We talked about the playoff possibilities yesterday, but realistically, it is quite a long shot that the Panthers get in at this point at 8-8. So they're probably taking the better route here in letting Cam Newton rest the final couple weeks, try to finally get that shoulder right. And, at least it gives Taylor Heinicke some more starter reps. At this point, because like we talked about yesterday, I mean, the Panthers are sitting with the 12th overall pick right now. So they're closer to a top 10 pick in next year's draft than they are an actual playoff spot. So in the end, this is probably the right decision by the Panthers to just shut down Newton because, let's face it, you know, again, he came out and basically admitted his shoulder has been bothering him. I think we've kind of seen that over the last couple of weeks. It just all came to light on Monday night after just a host of losses and some of those throws that proved to be pretty costly in that game. So, again, it definitely seemed like the shoulder was bothering him more than the team originally let on. It's just now that they're 6-8, I guess they probably feel, might as well come out and say, yeah, the shoulder's been bothering me. So whether you want to use that as a full excuse for the reason they've lost six straight, that's on you. But nonetheless, with where they stand right now, probably best to just give them time to rest, let them try to get into the offseason healthy, get them back into training camp next year, and then, you know, go from there. You know, 2019's a new year. They'll be back. They've got the talent. It's just unfortunate that this went from a 6-2, pretty much guaranteed playoff season to a completely lost season in a matter of a month and a half. But you know, that's the NFL for it. It's a weird it's really weird how some of these things play out. I mean, you know, look at the Houston Texans as the complete opposite. They started 0-3, and everybody's ready to throw in the towel on them. All of a sudden, now they're 10-4 and in position to get a first-round bye in the NFL playoffs. I mean, it's rare for a team to make the playoffs in general after starting 0-3, let alone get a first-round bye. But the Panthers, and you know, it's not like they're the first team. We've seen plenty of teams go through this. It's just unfortunate that it's happening, you know, because it looked like a promising season. Everything was looking so good, and then things just came crashing down. So, you know, again, in the end, bottom line, I have to agree with the call to shut them down. As much as, you know, in a way, part of me maybe yesterday would have thought if they really felt they were in the playoff hunt, maybe push them out there. But obviously the Panthers are being realistic here in that they know they probably have too much going against them to back their way into the playoffs. So Cam Newton essentially done for the season, or I shouldn't say essentially, is done for the season. Again, per report from Jordan Rodrigue of the Charlotte Observer, Taylor Heinicke gets the start on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons. And while we're at it, might as well talk about a couple quick other notes from the Panthers. Graham Gano has been placed on injured reserve. Obviously, he's been battling injury for the last couple weeks, as has been the Chandler Catanzaro show for the last couple weeks. So the left knee just continued to bother him. So another Panthers shut down for the year. And then the Pro Bowl, of course, or the Pro Bowl rosters, or at least the initial Pro Bowl rosters, were announced last night on the NFL Network. Two Carolina Panthers have been selected to the Pro Bowl. One was obvious. Both are fairly obvious. One, a no-brainer, and that, of course, was Luke Kuechly. He is obviously head of the Pro Bowl, as is Trey Turner. This is 6 years in a row for Luke Kuechly and 4 years in a row now for Trey Turner. And obviously both very deserving. And you also have a couple alternates, I believe. Christian McCaffrey, I believe, is a first alternate for amongst the running backs, as I'm going to, as I'm double checking live for you guys right here. But I know there's some that are obviously going to be upset that he didn't get a starter's position, but it of course boils down to that's the unfortunate thing with the Pro Bowl, is that the way the voting is set up, it's more or less become a popularity vote with who gets in. I mean, Alvin Kamara didn't even get in. So, granted, there's a lot of good running backs. Like Saquon Barkley, he's obviously put up the stats, so you know people are going to push him in. But, you know, obviously there's going to be some snubs. But the thing is, too, you're going to get into your first, second, third alternates, whatever the case may be, because players aren't going to play in the Pro Bowl whether they're for, you know, multiple reasons, because their team has made the Super Bowl, or they have an injury, or they just flat out don't want to play. It's why you end up with, like, say you start with the three quarterbacks that initially get in, and then you get about six quarterbacks deep before you finally get to the ones that are actually going to play. But nonetheless, so Christian McCaffrey is an alternate for the Pro Bowl. Of course, the running backs that did make it were Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, and Todd Gurley. Well, Barkley, we know, is obviously going to be there, assuming he isn't injured or just doesn't want to play, because, of course, the Giants aren't going to the playoffs. Zeke and Gurley, it's a matter of will they make the playoff or will they make the Super Bowl. But so there's a decent chance, especially if the Rams make the Super Bowl, there's definitely a chance that McCaffrey will make it to the Pro Bowl. And also K1 Short also, and by the way, they're both second alternates, just to correct that. Christian McCaffrey and K1 Short are both second alternates for the Pro Bowl. But that's kind of the story there. Figure this will be a pretty short one. Again, just wanted to get this up here just because of the Cam Newton story, and figured just because they're quick stories, get the Graham Gano and the Pro Bowl stuff in. But again, the semi-emergency edition here as the big story coming out of the Panthers. Again, per report from Jordan Rodrigo, the Charlotte Observer, Cam Newton shut down for the final two games of the season with that shoulder injury. It'll be Taylor Heinicke getting the start on Sunday against the Falcons. And again, shout out to our sponsors over at Action Heat and MyBookie, and a shout out to DraftKings as we've partnered with them to create some Locked On listeners podcast, Locked On podcast listeners leagues, I should say, as we're creating a bunch of leagues. All the listeners or all the hosts of the Locked On Network creating leagues over at DraftKings. So go search them. All the hosts will have the links for those leagues. So we'll send them out on social media. So be on the lookout for those. And come join with us and maybe take some of our money if you're good enough. So shout out to all them. And shout out to all you guys for all your continued support. Thanks so much for listening. We'll shut it down right here. I'm going to head out here. And we'll catch you next time right here on LOP. Until then, take care, my friends.